Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Huget Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota at World of Outlaw. This race, featuring $250,000 to the winner after 4 days of competition, a beautiful 3/8-mile high bank dirt track. Outlaw sprint cars are radical. Our guests today are two young drivers that are brothers from Arizona, Ashton and Austin Torgerson. Hello, Ashton. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, Randy? Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Hello, Austin. How you doing on a fine Saturday?
I mean, it's always great being at the racetrack, so.
Ashton, you kind of grew up doing this. Tell us your story.
Yeah, I started since I was four. Ever since then, kind of just been racing and moving up the ranks and traveling farther and farther, getting to go to Italy for the Worlds, and then finally moving into the dirt stuff, and had, good success from when I started in dirt, and now we're here with Shark Racing and racing 410 World of Outlaws. So it's been a great, great years, and hopefully more to come.
Yes, sir. Austin, tell us about your career.
I mean, I think I started when I was 6 or 7, and I've been racing ever since then. I mean, it's always great to come out, help work on Astro's race car. Even though I'm not racing, I mean, I still have a blast working on the race car. It's always good.
Well, you guys are doing an outstanding job as the people are coming, working their way from the grandstands into the pits.
Yeah.
Ashton, a very big week this week. Tell us about day 1 through 4 on the World of Outlaw Circuit.
Yeah, well, it's a four-day event. All the guys are still competing every day. So first day, you have to qualify and qualify, and then in heat race, and then do the feature. So only 24 cars get to go to the feature, and lucky enough, I was able to go to the feature every night. First night, I started on the pole, which is first, and we've had speed every night to make the main, all 4 nights, and car was good every night. Kept it in the trailer, rolling in the trailer, kept everything together. So overall, that's a good weekend, and can't ask for more.
Sports are entertaining, but behind a wheel of so much horsepower and so much speed, and you're up against the best drivers in the world. I mean, the names are here. How old are you, Ashton?
Just turned 19, and like you said, every driver here has been doing it for probably 10 plus years that's winning, and they got the best of best stuff. They got a lot more experience, and we're just out here trying to chase those guys.
Austin, it's a game. How do you personally overcome the fear of failure and set yourself up to be in the winner's circle?
Definitely racing, it is, you have your ups, you have your downs, you have your happy days, you have your sad days. I mean, it's just really a big mind game if you really think about it. And I think the big thing is you just need to keep your confidence even if you have a bad night. Everyone has bad nights. I mean, the best of the best have bad nights. So, I mean, you just got to work through it, think and look after your mistakes, and if you realize that, work on them and keep working on them. You're going to be one of the best of the guys. So.
Yes, sir. Very positive attitude from our drivers. Ashton was the man at the wheel this weekend. You've been hurt, and this is a physical game, as are many, football, rodeo, wrestling. How do you overcome the fear of getting hurt?
Yeah, well, like you said, this is no joke. We're in motorsports here, and a lot of horsepower, and we're on dirt tracks, probably doing 100 miles per hour, and some tracks even more than 100. So anytime you're doing over 100, it's dangerous. It's not no joke. So you got to be safe as you can. But, there's also, you got to go, try your best. So you can't worry about the, the bads like that, and kind of just got to get through it and try your best.
Is there anything that you can share with us that could help us get to the winner's circle and then in winning positions and in good rides and good seats like you have, Austin?
I think you just need a watch film, like football players and all that. Same thing. Just understand what you did wrong, what you did right. And I think take that to the next weekend or the next race. Work on that, and I think you'll go ahead and be successful.
And in closing with Ashton, what's your favorite part about being in the winner's circle?
Oh, it's just all the hard work that all of our, me and all of our crew guys put into it to get to the winner's circle. And after that, we get to celebrate with our crew and, celebrating a win with, you said this weekend, $250,000. So we didn't get that, but, anytime we win, even if it's for $10,000, whatever, it's still just a feel of winning and the enjoyment and the excitement.
That's words of our champions, Arizona's Ashton and Austin Torgerson, in the World of Outlaw dirt track speed racing. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you Randy.
Good job. God bless you guys.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.